Paul Utke is a Republican senator serving Minnesota Senate District 2. This region includes Beltrami, Becker, Clearwater, Hubbard, Lake of the Woods, Monoman, Ottertail, and Wadena counties, as well as the White Earth Nation. Senator Paul Utke joins us now. That's a lot of counties and a lot of land there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a great area of northern Minnesota, but we do have the second largest Senate district in the state, so we cover a lot of territory.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about, since you are the seated senator right now, why did you run for office in the first place, and why are you running for re-election?
Well, I think, like you mentioned, I'm just finishing my first term. As I look back, I said, first of all, if you asked me about this 5 or 6 years ago, I would have had a completely different response. I had no inkling or no reason to be running for the position, but it ended up as we were looking for a candidate 4 or 5 years ago. Those that were working with me kept asking me if I would do it, and I kept saying no, like most people do. You're busy working and all these things, but in the end, I agreed to do it, and it was successful, which was great. And I'm glad it worked out. I truly believe that in the last 4 years, we did some good things for Minnesotans, but we have a lot left to do. And that's why I'm running for re-election again. Is I'd like to be part of the process going forward to hopefully do some more good things. And at this point, it's been an educational process. You learn a lot. And as long as I think a person is still interested in liking it, it's a good thing to pursue, and I've enjoyed it. So I'm ready to give it another run.
Well, if you had to limit your priorities in your district to just 2, what would you say they would be?
Oh, 2 is tough. one thing that comes up everywhere across our district and around the state is child care. It's beyond just taking care of children. It's basically our number one economic driver. And of course, the past, 5-6 months have given us a totally different economic view in our state because of the COVID challenges. But in general, leading up to that point, and even during this time period, child care is huge. We had a terrific need for employees, and we had a number of people wanting to be in the workforce, eligible to be in the workforce, but because of the lack of childcare, one of the parents was probably staying home most of the time to take care of the children. And so childcare just comes in all different forms and needs across our district. There's a lot of things I could add to that list. But, healthcare is one that pops up a lot, and included with that would be mental health and the human services side of it. But with, healthcare in general, we have a lot of people throughout this district who are self-employed. They are farmers, they're small business people, and they're accessing their healthcare or their health insurance through the individual market. That has gotten better over the last 4 years. And better is probably the fact that it hasn't gone up in as large of increments as it did prior. But problem is it affordable? And yet at this point, I believe that particularly for those that are getting up in their upper 50s and early 60s prior to Medicare age, their health care is not affordable. It's too expensive in our when you look at the income range and the percentage that would be paid out for health care. So I'll go with that. Child care and health care are 2 big issues, and that list could grow if we wanted to go further.
Yeah, there is a lot to discuss. I hear child care from most of the candidates that I am talking to. You can't solve it in just me asking you this question, but what could be different in our climate right now? We're in a very odd place because we are still under a pandemic, so things are different than they ever have been. But What are some things that could make the state of childcare better, and then that would make local businesses in northern Minnesota better too?
You know, one of the biggest things I hear from the providers, and we actually had a bill that I entered in or had written up this past February. I guess we were doing it prior to that, but February is when we started our 2020 session. And it was thanks to, in a large part, the child care providers of Beltrami County, because they've been organized, running over things that are challenges to them. And we've had the chance to work with them. And we put a bill together for our in-home providers. And that's where, you know, that's the provider of all the way across their district. They provide the most child care service, because we have very few center-based, which would be a commercial-based child care. Most people are taking it to someone they know in their home. And still the largest thing, and we've heard it for a long time, but it's regulations. And the bill that I put in, thanks to input from the providers in Beltrami County, we tried to realign the age classifications, make it more user-friendly for the provider. You know, first of all, these providers in a lot of cases probably started when they had young children themselves, but as their children aged, they got older and worked through the child care era, they stayed with it. And they do it because of their love for working with the kids. Not because they're getting rich, because the payment just doesn't allow that, but they did it because they enjoy kids. Well, they still enjoy the kids, but they are tired of the regulations that control everything they do, from the meals they serve. And, you know, we want safe environments. We want good meals. We want all that, but we have to rely on those providers some. But this age flexibility was a big deal, because it was pretty tight. So, you know, the kids, as they grow older and they move through that time period pretty fast, all of a sudden a provider, if they were good for 10 kids, all of a sudden next week it might only be 8 or 7, because some kids passed over that age classification. And we tried to make that a lot more user friendly. On the low end with the infants, we still had to have smaller numbers, but we built the flexibility in the middle range, because we want those providers to, they know their capabilities. If they really like the youngest ones, they'll do a wonderful job with it. Others would rather have the 3 and 4 and 5 year olds just prior to kindergarten. They could have a house full, you know, the 10 or the 12 and do just well, very well. So unfortunately that bill, we just had a hearing on it, and then everything changed with the shutdowns due to the coronavirus. And, you know, we will bring that back in 2021 and try to move it forward, because I believe it's good for the child care industry. It's great for our providers, and it'll be good for our parents looking for child care services.
We are talking with Senator Paul Utke today. He is running for re-election as the Republican senator from Minnesota Senate District 2. Before we go, how was it as a senator during this pandemic, and how do you think the state has responded to it?
Well, I think that, you know, the state has done some good things. It was a big deal all the way across the whole United States, and actually around the world. It was something that had to be addressed. Plans had to be put in place. You know, now that we're 5-6 months into this, we need to get back to work in a lot of cases. And the unfortunate thing is, I believe there was politics and healthcare don't mix, and we have to make sure that we deal with strictly the facts and the data of what this virus really is. And I think that in some cases, the fear has gone too far. But in our state, we have a large state. The metro is different than the rural areas, and we need to treat each area differently too. We had a lot of things, and we still do, that are tied up, shut down in rural Minnesota, that should be open and running. just because we're a land of wide open spaces already, and we can do things differently. And that's the one or the biggest thing that I was advocating for, even as far back as April, is rural Minnesota needs to be treated differently. And let us have some local input, because like a lot of things, when it gets back to the local people, we can make good decisions based on where we actually sit today.
That is Senator Paul Utke. You can find more information on him at paulutke.com. Thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.